This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. This is a special recording for TorahAnytime.com because the mic was off. So, although it's on Kol Lashon, but we need to do it for our wonderful listeners on TorahAnytime.com, viewers on YouTube. So we're in the 17th perek of Kehilim, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. We know that if a keli has a hole, it becomes tar. So here you have a chemis. Chemis is like a leather skin, which they used to hold balls of yarn. Now the balls of yarn come in two types. There's the chassis and the eruv, the warp thread and the weft thread. The warp thread are the horizontal threads on the loom. The weft thread are the vertical threads. That's how you make a weave. The chassis is thinner. So these bags used to hold balls of yarn of the warp thread. So shi'ura b'pikaya shel chassis. Usually it holds balls of the warp thread. Im einu mekabel shel chassis, if it has a hole that the balls of the warp thread will fall out. Afal pi shemekabel shel erev, but it's the hole is big enough that the bag will still hold balls of the weft thread, tmei, it's still tamei. Similarly, if you have a box that holds dishes, but it has a hole that bowls will fall out of, but it could hold coasters, bigger plates. So base karish, sheinu mekabel karish, it doesn't hold the bowls anymore. Afal pi shemekabel es hatam kuyon, even though it only holds coasters, tamei. Or base re'i, a chamber pot. Sheinu mekabel mashkin, it won't hold urine anymore. It has a hole. Afal pi shemekabel es re'i, even though it only holds the feces, still it's tamei, it has a use. Rav Gamliel Matara says in all three of these cases, the ball of yarn, the holding the ball of yarn, holding the plates, holding the waste. Once it springs such a hole, people throw it away. Tahira Matara holds its tar, Mibnei Shein Mekaimanai, and they don't keep it. Now, Hasalin Shalpas, a bread basket. Shiurim Bibikikar Shalpas. If it has a hole that Bilkuch will fall out of, it's tar. Now, apifioris, that's a word that we're not familiar with. Apifioris is a holder made out of woven reed. And the bottom broke. So the bottom would fall off, and then it wouldn't be good. She'asal akonim, you took reeds and made three-sided bracket to hold the bottom in place. But if you pick it up, the reed will fall off and the bottom will fall out. Tahira. Because even though you did it lamata lamala from the top around the bottom for chizik, it's tahira because if you pick it up, this U-shaped reed will fall off and then the bottom will fall out. Also the gapayim kolshem, but if you made it, you clasp it around the top so that it won't fall off, then tamei, it's tamei. From Shimonim, it depends how strong the clasp is. If you would pick it up just by the clasp, it won't be strong enough to hold it, and it'll fall apart, still tar. It's still not a keli, and it's tar. We thank you and remind you that if you would like to sponsor us here, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. By the way, if you want to send money for supporting these works of Abba Zestira, both to PayPal and Zelle, it's rmmwsi@aol.com, not Gmail, aol.com. Rabbi Moshe Ben-Lai, Staten Island stands for, although I'm in Lakewood, but that's been my email for a very long time, rmmwsi@aol.com. Again, if you do watch Torah Anytime on the homepage, you could see they have behind the lens the story of my journey in Habatzis Torah. I invite you to look at that. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.